Let's look at the fourth discipline within the insight layer, which is business sales performance. So business sales performance is about you. It's about looking in the mirror and reflecting on what your business is doing and understanding sales trends, identifying performance trends, and spotting areas for improvement. So without this, you're kind of guessing on what to focus on in terms of your strategies. So you need to have that information about yourself. Questions to ask. The first question to ask is, of course, what's important to know and track about your business? So you could track all sorts of information, but it may not just be about revenue or profit. There may be more specific indicators like how you grow. For example, what do we retain, penetrate, and acquire from customers? Your growth trends overall or by product, your market share, your costs of sales, and your return on sales investment. So with the money you're investing in sales, which is usually one of the biggest expenses for companies, what are you getting in terms of your ROI and your sales investments? What are your trends over the past quarters and years? So look at the historical sales data, identify patterns and seasonal variations. And which of those trends are consistently positive or consistently negative? So you may have recurring sales spikes during specific months, which might suggest strategies to smooth those spikes or maybe predict them and plan for them. And then what strategies or tactics give you the greatest leverage over the metrics or indicators that are most important? So that first question, over the metrics or indicators are most important, which ones, which strategies give you the most leverage on those? And then finally, actions to lead. Well, first, determine what's important for your business. Don't measure everything, but take a question-based approach to determining your metrics. So we could run a scan on the entire business and have more information than we could possibly understand, but by having specific questions we're trying to answer about how do we grow or what's our ROI in sales, we then have more specific things we can answer and take action on. So what questions are important for you to answer? Find the best way to measure what's important and then build it to scale. So you can implement a robust sales analytics system, but first you have to get the measures right. And I usually recommend getting the measures right, testing it out, seeing the information that's coming back, and then building it to scale. And then finally, use data visualization tools to make performance data accessible and actionable. So the visual dashboards can help your team quickly understand complex data. And I'm a big fan of visualization because getting visual helps us understand complex relationships, and it leverages our right brain to see information differently than just with an analytical left brain view. So that wraps up our deep dive of the insight layer of revenue roadmap. And remember, understanding your customers, your market competitors, and your own performance is critical for creating strategies that drive growth. So keep asking the right questions and keep taking decisive actions. And next time, we'll tackle the sales strategy layer. And until then, use these ideas in your Creative Friday and every day.